guess is I really had a hard time this week. Hadn't had a hard time none since all this has started studying, getting a thought. I just hadn't had no hard time. It's just like they've been coming to me a week or two ahead of time, just to be honest with you. And this week, it just seemed like, I couldn't get nowhere. And I prayed, and I guess it was Thursday. I run a Dozier most of the day. And most of the time, if I get somewhere like that, just get to myself, boy, you know, the Lord will really help me and give me thoughts and stuff. And I prayed all day, and I couldn't get nowhere. And 3 months ago, if that had happened, I'd said, well, we're going to have a testifying meeting. But the odds of that happening, the day was getting pretty slim, and I started to get a little nervous, you know. But the Lord gave me a thought yesterday, and then I began to try to study on that a little bit, and then that kind of went away, and then I started, it turned into something different.
Amen.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that. God knows today.
Amen.
And so, I have no idea. Sometimes I get to thinking, and if we're all that way, if you'll be honest, you get to thinking, we know what needs to be done, but, I don't know, but God knows.
Amen.
But anyway, we're going to take our reading lesson out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And today we're doing a little different. We've got this mic just hung up here, and y'all can hear me okay, can't you? There you go. But it wearing it on this tie out here in the wind, it blows so much, and it makes a lot of noise, and Brother Josh, Josh, come up with an idea to do it this way, and he's pretty smart, so we have to give him credit for that. All right, wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone. And we sent Timotheus, our brother, and a minister of God, and a fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ to establish you and comfort you concerning your faith. And pay attention to how much it says that faith, that no man should be moved by this affliction, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it come to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith, and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you. In all of our affliction and distress by your faith. In other words, finding out about how things were going good for you, it comforted them in all the trouble they had for them. For now we live if we stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all joy wherewith we joy for your sake before our God. Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your faith. And might but perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself and your Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end by establish your hearts unblameable to the holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all saints. And that, with the mistakes we made reading, that's reading the whole chapter of the third chapter of 1 Thessalonians, and Apostle Paul doing the writing to the church of Thessalonica. And our thought, as I began to study, it was that we might see your face. And boy, I have sure missed y'all's faces. I've preached into windshields and to this parking lot, and I've missed seeing y'all's faces. And last week we got to see some that hadn't been here in a while, and boy, it was a blessing to me. But it seemed the more I tried to study upon that, I couldn't get nowhere. And I ended up, and I guess if we had a title for it, it'd be Lacking in Faith. And he said there, it might, in that 10th verse, said, day and night praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now, I don't believe it's talking about here. Now, people, I'll be honest with you. I don't know about you, but the last month or two, there's been times my faith has got weak.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I really don't think that's what it's talking about here in the faith. We are considered, our faith here is missionary Baptist. And he was talking to them and asking them about what he was concerned about. I believe what he was concerned about, that they was going to get away from what they had been taught, and they would get weak in the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the doctrine of the church. And Jesus said, many times when Jesus would speak, they would be astonished of his doctrine.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, my doctrine is not mine, but my Father's who have sent me. And so the doctrine, I believe that's where Paul, it wasn't so much he was worried about whether they was going to be afraid of coronavirus. It wasn't that, and that ain't what our thoughts about today. It ain't about that. But my faith has got weak a few times, I'm not going to lie to you. But I believe he was concerned about whether their faith and what they believe, if they would stay and sound in it. Because at that time, just like it is now, it's so different.
That's right.
But at that time, the Jews were still trying to carry him away, tell him that he was not the Messiah. They were still saying, you doing these things is wrong. They were still trying to lure him right back into doing the things of the law and keeping the law and doing all these things. So, Paul, he would go get a church established, get them set up, and then he would have to leave. He had other places to go, and he felt responsible for all the churches. And that's what he says that over in Corinthians. Of the things he had to suffer, and of the greater of all them was being responsible for all the churches. So Paul felt responsible for them, so he couldn't always be there with them. He couldn't make sure they was always being taught the right thing, how they was believing the right thing. And I guess for me, that's what worries me about these kind of things happening. We get caught up, and I feel like God is sure enough laid on my heart here lately about putting their trust in Him and relying on Him to bring us through this. I believe He's the only hope and confidence I have today is in God. But listen to me, we can't forget to hang on to the things that has got us to this point. We can't forget to hang on to the doctrines that have brought us to this point, that got us to the place that we are today. I want you to know how it tickled Paul when he found out from Timothy, when he come back and said, they're hanging on there at Thessalonica. They're hanging on. They're still teaching the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I believe that tickled Paul, but he still asked him a question. He said, there at the end, he asked a question there. He said, and where your faith is lacking, where you've got a little weak, and if we're not careful, people, we'll get a little weak. I'll be honest with you, it ain't happened in the last couple months. It's happened in the last 20 years. We've got a little weak in the faith. We've got a little weak in what we've been taught. We've got a little weak in how we've been raised. We've got a little weak in the doctrines that's been passed down before us.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about how fellowship and passing members back and forth. I'm talking about having the power from on high to come down and help us.
Right, amen.
We've got a little weak.
Yeah.
And our faith is lacking just a little bit. And we need help from God.
Yeah.
And I begin to think about what the Apostle Paul told Timothy over there he told him in the all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And in other words, this has all been written by God. There's different writers that God has inspired to write down the Word. But listen to me. It's all the Word of God. But he said, and profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, and for instruction in righteousness. And I begin to think about some of those things. I look up reproof. And you know what the definition of the Strong's definition? One of them is convict or conviction. I want you to realize often in our mind we think that only time someone's convicted is when they become lost. But I want you to realize how we still get convicted after we're saved. How God lets us know. Now I want you to know what I'm talking about. It's talking about the Word of God here. What convicts you when you're lost is the Holy Spirit of God. I want you to realize you need to hear about Jesus. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But listen, it takes the Spirit of God to convict the lost soul.
Amen.
But I want you to know for me and you, we're convicted all times by the Word of God. Jesus, y'all remember, and I'm going to read, but you have to fight your book the whole time you read. Y'all know, most of you know the story. If you don't, maybe I'll be able to explain it to you well enough without going over and trying to stumble through reading it. But listen to me, there was a woman, the Pharisees and the scribes, brought a woman to Jesus. They said they caught her in the very act of adultery. They told Jesus that the law, Moses' law, said she was to be stoned. And then they said, what do you say? And Jesus told them, he said, are you without sin? Cast the first stone. Listen to me. He kneeled down and rolled him to the ground a little bit. And they didn't say nothing. Listen to me. I want you to know, and the Bible says it's over, I believe it's in John chapter 8. I'll write about it there somewhere. John chapter 8, I can't remember exactly the verse, but listen. It said they was convicted upon his word. I want you to know the word of God convicts us.
Amen.
It lets us know when we need to be, when we're quick to judge, we need to consider ourselves. I believe those men were guilty. It said they was convicted of their own conscience. Listen to me. He got down when Jesus asked them, are you without sin? And that don't mean we're not to use judgment in a way. When we see somebody, he asked the question, Paul asked the question, one time he said, there ain't any among you that can judge. Listen to me. There comes a time we're to send sound brothers to go talk to those that's got out in the world and talk to them about getting back and repenting and coming to the church and making our knowledge that, listen to me, I know that, and we've got slack and a little of that.
Right, amen.
If we come every Sunday for the rest of this year and we talk about the prayer of God and how he can get us through all things, here to be worth it all. But listen to me. I believe he wasn't going to give me a thought until I got willing to preach on some other stuff. I want you to know we still have to be told how where we're wrong. It hurts. I know it does. It hurts me. There's preachers show up here on Sunday night and they'll preach. I'll sit over an amen corner and they'll look at me. Especially young preachers to see if I agree with them. And when they're looking at me, they want to find out that it's all right. I want you to know sometimes it ain't all right. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it sticks me right in the heart. Sometimes that young preacher gets up there and brings me down.
Amen.
Oh, I still ain't getting it. God, it's the truth.
Amen.
That don't mean it don't hurt.
Right.
It convicts me.
and lets me know where I'm guilty.
Amen.
And I go away just like the Bible said about them scribes and Pharisees, from the eldest to the least. They went away. They was hurt. They knew what they had done was wrong.
Amen.
And the Word, which was Jesus, brought it to their attention.
Amen.
The Word brought it to their attention. It's still bringing it to our attention today.
Yeah.
It's still convicting us and letting us know we're wrong. And I want you to know today there's a few sins that we'll get on. There's some we'll get on. The biggest part of our congregation we think are not guilty of. We'll wear them out.
Yeah.
You know why? We're scared of our jobs. We're scared of making people mad.
Yeah.
We don't need to be scared.
Amen.
If a man of God is too afraid to tell the truth, even though he knows people that's out there, it's going to hurt them and it's going to upset them. We should never do it arrogantly.
That's
we
right.
never should be a smart aleck. We should always do it with love and tears coming out of our eyes. Because we love them. Jesus loved them.
Yep.
He told them the truth because he loved them.
Amen.
We're still to do it the same way.
Yep.
But we're not doing it. We can't leave it all. It all can't be a Joe Osteen. Everything good. I want you to know, honey, God is still on the throne.
Amen.
He's still in control. But he still wants us to listen.
Yep.
He still wants us to repent.
Yep.
And he still wants us to serve him.
Yep.
He said for correction.
Yes.
You know what that means? The Stone's definition for it. It's straightening up.
Amen.
What? Straightening up.
Yeah.
A straightening up. Exactly what it's saying. A straightening up. In other words, I'm straightening that which is crooked.
Yes.
I want you to know, he said, John, I made the path straight. I want you to know that Jesus is the one that made the path that were crooked straight.
Yes, right.
And I want you to know, he's still straightening us up today.
Amen, amen.
We still get out of the way. We still get in a place to where we can't serve the Lord because we've come too crooked. Y'all ain't tooting your horns today. It hurts a little more today, don't it? I know where you're at. I studied this. You don't think it wasn't cutting me when I was cutting?
But
I studied it. It's a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. It cut me before I got here, and it still cuts me today. But we need to be straightened up from time to time. We need to be told the truth. Our paths have come so crooked. Jesus said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. Listen to me. That don't talk about just being saved. His ways are straight and narrow ways. Once you're saved, once you're on the road, honey, it just stays straight and it stays narrow. There's no room for crookedness.
Right.
Y'all heard me talk about, and I started dating Sheila. She lived on 141. I just got head down there, and daddy'd say, son, be careful. 141, that road's crooked. He said, be careful. Of course, we lived on Rocky Mountain Road, and it was crookeder than 141. But it was different, see? That's the way we are.
Yep.
Daddy couldn't see Rocky Mountain Road being that crooked. because that was his road. But down there where she was from, down there you get close to Trousler County on 141, that old road was crooked. That's the way we are.
Yeah.
We don't see ourselves and all the crooks that are in our lives, but we see our neighbors and we see our friends and our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
That old road is crooked, they're old.
Yeah.
I want you to know a lot of the roads that we're on are crooked. Things we watch on TV in front of our babies, our grandbabies, our crooked. The way we handle our business, if we ain't careful, it would get crooked.
Yep.
You put a dollar in front of a man, it won't be long, you'll find out what a kind of man he is. About the old path, the old way, walking in the old path. The old path is a straight way. It's a narrow way. And somehow or another, we've got full of pride. It's called a prideful way. It's called a we're better than you way.
Yeah.
It's called we're going to look down on you way.
Yeah.
That's not the straight and narrow way.
That's right.
The straight and narrow way is Jesus' way.
Amen.
It's love. He told them, he said, how their love and charity grew. That's what charity is love. How their faith grew. But see, I still asked the question. He said, what was lacking? We've been asking that question here for a while now, haven't we? We have just good services, good revivals, testifying. I mean, we have all that good stuff. But yet, something's still lacking, ain't it? And it'd be easy to say, well, it's the pastor. And I wouldn't deny all that. It'd be easy to say, well, let's just blame the deacons. It'd be a lot easier if we just blame other churches. Because they don't want fellowship us, and they've caused all this happen. We can look at our own road. The one that we live on.
Amen.
And get hit straight. I believe in all my heart, if we'll let the Word of God straighten us up, we'll not lack anymore. So what's lacking in our faith? He said, go on. He went on and said, for instruction. For the past few years, we've had some of the best teaching of any place I know of.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about from your pastor. We've had good Sunday school. Brother Barry taught some lessons, boy. And Brother Laren is teaching some right now. That'll help us. Brother Marty done a real good job teaching in Bible study. I want you to know we've had some instruction. But it feels like we're lacking. we've got to bring it down to ourselves.
Amen.
What are you lacking in? What can you fix on your road? What can you fix to get things in your life a little straighter? How, when that instruction means teaching or training. Y'all heard me say it before. How when you train somebody, you don't just tell them. I can come over here and tell Johnny how to go around and run a dozer and our backhoe. How Barry could probably instruct him better than I could. But I want you to know, if you'll let him get up there with you and watch you, what you do and train him,
yeah,
and give him a chance to learn, he will learn that way.
Amen.
They learn, people learn from our actions.
Amen.
Not what we're saying. People a lot of times can't hear what we're saying from the way we're acting.
Amen.
You want to teach your children? You teach them by the way you act. When Jeannie was a little girl, she was so afraid of saying a bad word. And trust me, she had heard a few when she was little. But if she ever thought she said anything bad, she wanted Daddy to know about it. I come home from work one night. She had been crying. She had had a fit. She had said, Purple shoes. And her cousins told her it was a dirty word. And she was just, Daddy, I said a dirty word. I said, honey, what'd you say? Purple shoes. Boy, if I'd been the least one she heard come out of my mouth, we'd been better off.
Amen.
You wanna be ashamed? You keep saying things around your kids that you don't want them to say.
Amen.
And then one day you'll be at the deacon's house.
Yeah.
One day you'll be at the pastor's house. Yeah. And all of a sudden that'll come rolling out. And guess where they heard it from?
Right.
The one that trained them.
Yeah.
The one that taught them.
That's right.
Rocky Mountain Road. Not 141. Teach them something. Teach them before they go to bed to pray.
Amen.
Let them hear you in the bedroom praying.
Amen.
You want to teach them something? Let them hear you in the morning when you wake up in your bedroom praying. You want to teach them something when you sit down at the table? Thank God for what He provides. You want to train them something? Train them that way.
Amen.
And we'll find someday that our faith is not lacking anymore. We'll find that our faith is growing stronger. We'll find that we're what we're supposed to be. Wouldn't that be good? I want us to be as strong as we can possibly be. I'm not worried about 141. I love 141. But I can't control 141. I live on Rocky Mound Road. I live in Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church. I want her to be the straightest road there is in this country.
Amen.
And if we'll worry about getting hit straight, we will help 141 straighten up too.
Amen. Yeah.
You know that? Because they will see an example, a city that's set on a hill, that light that shines out to a lost and dying world. I guess that's my message today. It may not have been as much encouragement today, but I want to tell you we're lacking in something. And I pray that we'll get it fixed.
Amen.
I pray that our faith, what we believe, will get where we can serve the Lord.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother, with a song. Doors of the church and give anybody else an opportunity to. I've not learned his testimony. Y'all going to hear it when I hear it.
Amen.
That's between him and God.
Amen.
And but this church receives members in spirits of baptism. If you've been saved by God's grace and God has let you know that you've been saved, then you just come forth and you tell your testimony. And the church will, upon that testimony, will take you to the water's edge and baptize you and grant you all rights and privileges. Or you can come by a well letter or a credit letter from a sister church that practices and pleads, what we do here at Hilltop. Or simply by a recommendation. That's all it is someone, if you're in good standing. But listen to me. Or if you've been sent out of fellowship with the church and God's forgive you, then you come that way. But as Brother Aaron continues to sing and you stand at your cars or sit in your cars, that don't matter. If God's leading you this way, follow the Lord and come and present yourself. Just, he walked up to here. I didn't know what he was coming up here for. I thought, well, I've never seen a lost person come shake my hand before, but hey, here he comes. I thought he was coming to shake my hand. He said, Brother Jeff, I didn't go to church.
Amen.
I said, well, son, you've been saved. He said, last Sunday. I said, okay, that's good enough. We'll find out here in a few minutes what his testimony is. But if God's leading you, be like this young man.
Amen.
Don't you want to be a part of the old church? The old light that's set on the hill, the lighthouse. You have opportunity today. Step out on faith and follow God. I'll tell you, she's a good road to be on.
Amen.
She's a straight and narrow way, but she's a good road.
Amen.
I love the old path that we're on.
Yes.
As we continue to sing, God's leading you this way. Come forward.
Opened up my eyes and brought salvation. Now I'm His. Praise His holy.
Way I tell mine, and that's the only way you can tell yours. Son, you just tell us about when the Lord saved you in your own words.
Just come right over here. Look, can you come over here? There you go.
Well, I was praying, and then I was praying real hard, and then my God saved me. And then I stopped praying, and then everything was fine. Amen.
that happen when?
Sunday.
Last Sunday?
Not last Sunday.
Not last Sunday. What Sunday? When did it happen?
Michael was preaching.
Michael was preaching?
Man.
All right.
Where's the Miller's Lounge?
Miller's Lounge? All right. What's the will of the church? Got a motion and a second to receive his testimony together and grant him all rights and privileges after being baptized. Anyone wish to speak to that motion? If not, from your car or wherever you're at, if you've been at Hilltop, uplifted of a hand. Opposed? Motion carried. We've been having no handshake, so we won't be able to have no handshake today. But it won't be long. We'll be able to, okay? I promise you. Why you wanna watch the churches? Do what? Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure they probably hugged him the last day or two. But yeah, his family can. But they're over there taking care of baptism things right now.
It's so sweet to know I have Jesus with me. He will keep me from sin and from strife.
Been able to discuss.
Brother moderator, they said that next Sunday, so I'll make a motion this time we set the baptism next Sunday right after service.
Been a motion and a second to have a baptized next Sunday right after service. Anyone wish to speak to the motion? Not all in favor, leave it on uplifting hand. Opposed? Light sign, motion carried. We're going to have a lot of handshaking to make up.
Amen.
Hug
shaking.
Through all this, we have been blessed.
Amen.
We've seen souls get saved.
Amen.
We've had several unite with the church. That makes three or four that's united with the church since we've been out here. So we've been very, very blessed. And I thank God for everything he's done for us. And I'm still expecting to see a lot more. I believe we're going to see a big harvest year yet. Anything on anybody's heart. Did I know that young man got saved? Well, that sure got me off guard, but I like them kind of off guards.
Amen.
sometimes them off guards are tougher to handle. Anything on anybody's heart. Appreciate this. Anything else? Appreciate this. Amen. See, we still can testify in a parking lot. It will work. If y'all would have done that earlier, y'all wouldn't have heard that message. Anything else on your heart? It's been good to be here.